Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Yes, I said, talking on the mystery of covering, the power of covering, and we realize that we have all forms of covering. We have the church covering, we have the spiritual people with grace that covers us, and we have our parental coverings, and we have normal people we don't know, the covering of strangers. Taxi drivers are a full moon, is a covering. Hallelujah. There are national security. My Ghana, so from a computer, and they are all being, we are being covered by them. Hallelujah. They will announce it and save us. We have the geographical people who say maybe Musi Atati Wusu will be see my in Biakujina Park. They are covering us. Hallelujah. I am a covering. Hallelujah. We must understand it is an automatic blessing that we have when we talk of the supernatural blessing. God Himself covering us. Eradine butu yeso. Eradina ekata yeso. Eradine soyechi oye yechi domo. It is automatic. Obi biara bebabeji yesu edi biara. So obi biara unim eradi biano. Osesa covering us. Hallelujah. Niyetese ohu omunise. Emfaso ben ene wo covering him. Metiasiete eradi pome ho pine. Emfaso ben. Praise God. You are not benefiting. Why? Because you don't know. They that do not know their God, they can't do exploits. But they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Am I talking to somebody? So if you know what your God is doing for you, you can connect to the blessings of that thing He's doing. And we all know, according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Praise God. 28:20. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is Jesus telling us. And there is no two ways about it. That any church that rises up to teach Christ and to evangelize and to preach and to intercede and to rise up as the militants of Christ, we have this covenant over our lives. And He's saying that just keep on teaching people about the gospel. Keep on telling people about Jesus. Keep on giving testimonies about my life. Just keep it on. There is one thing you can be assured of. I am with you even to the end of this world. So this one has come to authenticate the fact that we have a covering. Am I talking to somebody? So as I am teaching now, Jesus is with me. Or teach them to observe what I have commanded, and have this at the back of your mind, that I am covering you. I am with you. This is a heavy, major and a heavy statement. I am with you, not for 2 days, not for 3 days, not for 5 days. I am with you even to the end of the world. Say, I'm not working alone. Oh, shout, I'm not working alone.
On the other day, he says that I will never leave you. Hebrews chapter 13. I will never leave you nor forsake you. These are covenants. And these are scriptures that is giving us, telling us that we should not doubt for even a minute that we are walking without the presence of our Lord. It should definitely let you know that there is a covering for you. He said that I am with you. And Jesus tells you, I am with you. He is with you. In the valley of the shadow of death, He is with you. I'm with you. And that is the assurance that we have a covering. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. The Bible says that in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being, in Him, in Christ Jesus. So as I'm walking now, I am walking in the personality of Christ. I am in Him, I'm covered in Him. These are things that should let you know that when you meet a believer, you have not met a single man. You have met Him and the host of heaven, because the Bible says that He is the Lord and the host of heaven. So you have met the whole host of heaven. Wherever God is, the whole heaven is there. And you say that I am with Him, and inside of Him I am moving, inside of Him I am living, inside of Him I am having my being. Tell somebody you are covered, you are covered, you are covered. Am I talking to you? Tell somebody you are covered. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4. It says that if you are in the water, I will be with you. In the fire, I will be with you. Even in the rivers, I'm going to be with you, and you are not going to drown. Wherever you are, I am with you. Even in the rivers and the fire. So not to talk of your comfortable home, Jesus is with you there. You have a covering. Am I talking to somebody? You have a covering. It's the enemy, the father of all lies, that will tell you that the Lord is not pleased with you, and the Lord is not with you, and Jesus has left you, and you have been denied. The Bible says that though we are unfaithful, yet He will not deny Himself, and He will remain faithful. Am I talking to somebody? He is with us. That is what you must know. David said in Psalm 121, verse 1 downwards, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He will never leave, and He will never sleep nor slumber. He that keepeth over Israel will never sleep nor slumber. The one that is watching over me never sleep. I sleep, he is awake. I have a covering. Both of us cannot wake up. That is why I comfortably sleep. Because the one who watches over me is awake. Both of us cannot be waking up. We are doing what? One must sleep and one must wake up. And he is saying that he is awake. Tell somebody we have a covering. Praise God. We have a supernatural covering. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Psalm 91, verse 1, shall abide under His shadows. We shall abide, we shall abide, we shall abide. And I said, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide. Anyone in this secret place of Jesus Christ is abiding under His shadow. That should tell you, the person seated beside you is not alone. It is only your physical eye that is deceiving you that is walking alone. There is someone greater behind you. We are covered. Amen. We cannot be afraid. So David said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? I am covered. There is a level that men can go. There is a limitation for men. And there is another limitation, that there's another covering you have. That covering has no limitation at all. There is no space. On the other day, Satan told God, if only you can take off the hedge around Job and all he has. Did the people walking with Job see a hedge around him? Only Satan could see that there was a supernatural covering around Job. Hear me very well. Maybe you don't know, but even your enemies and the demonic world knows that a particular covering is upon your life, and that covering is called Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. We have that covering. Romans chapter 4 verse 7, the Bible says that blessed are they whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are forgiven, and their sins, their iniquities have been covered. When I saw that, I said, come on. So our covering says, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So we, God covers us to a point that even when we sin and we seek for forgiveness, don't stay in your sin. Upon any day, we here we are. Bible says, if you confess it, he will forgive you. And after you forgive you, what God does is that after Jesus died and he shed his blood, and we entered into the covenant of the New Testament and the new covenant of the blood of Jesus, the Bible says that blessed is this man in the New Testament whom God will cover. There shall not be any accuser. Why? Because my sins of the past have been covered. On the other day, Satan could go and accuse people of the sins they've committed. But in this generation, the Bible says, we are so much covered to a point that what I did, which I'm not doing again. Amen. Don't do it again. But what you did, that could have spoken against you, it has been covered by the Lord. Tell somebody I'm covered. Hallelujah. There's a supernatural covering around us. So when you come to the place of awareness that I have a supernatural covering, I have a God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and of the earth. I have a God Almighty, the Almighty God, the maker of all things. The Bible says that by him and through him and for him were all things made. The one who made all things for his pleasure. He is the one being my bodyguard, if I should put it in that way. He's the one covering my life. Hear me very well. The Bible says, if the Lord do not watch, they that watch, they watch in vain. And if does not build, we can come to the place of total awareness that I'm so much covered by God to a point that I can sleep and leave my door and the thief will pass by. Enter into the house of the one with a security man and rob him. Bible says the children of Israel were so covered by God and by the blood of the Lamb that when the angel of death entered the land of Egypt, the Bible said he saw the open doors of the Israelites, but he also saw a covering of the blood. May you be covered by the blood of Jesus. He saw a covering of the blood, and the Bible said he passed by. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see that covering, from henceforth I declare over your life, by the covering of the blood of Jesus and by your supernatural covering, may every angel of evil and doom see you and pass. May the disasters and calamities of 2016 see you and pass. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass. It's a covering over them. When I see the blood, but I am mandated to kill the firstborn of every family without a covering. So I have entered. Listen, when we started 2016, there are demons that have sent to kill and destroy. I hear me very well. They know who is covered and who is not covered. And I just want you to know, whether you fast or you don't fast, you are covered. I'm talking to somebody. The covering we have from above is unconditional. If only you believe in Jesus, you are covered. Tell somebody, if only you believe, you are covered. Hallelujah. What are the benefits of our covering? Now you know, without any doubt, that you are covered by the Lord. What are the benefits? What are the types of coverings that God gives us? Shall the covering of mercy, or the covering of His mercy. On the other day, the Ark of Covenant was epitomizing the New Testament life. Now, the New Testament, everything. And one of the unique things I need to see the Ark of Covenant was the mercy seat. Hallelujah. And where cherubims covering the mercy seat, telling us that one day and one time is coming that God will have mercy upon people. Hallelujah. One of the coverings we have from God is the covering of mercy. On the other day, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 7, he says that, what don't you understand this? That he said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Am I talking to somebody? He said, when Jesus was discussing with the people were condemning the disciples of Jesus that on the Sabbath day, they have worked and have broken corns and have ate the corns. They were saying that these people have broken the Sabbath. They have sinned. And Jesus was saying that though they have broken the Sabbath, they've broken the law. But have you forgotten that God made an eternal pronouncement that a season and a time is coming that I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I will not need sacrifice anymore. I will just have mercy upon my people. And he said that, but if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. That a time is coming, you don't need to sacrifice a bull to be forgiven by God. You don't need to sacrifice a lamb to be forgiven by God. I don't need a sacrifice anymore. All I know is that I will take them as my children. They shall be my children, and I shall be a father, and as a father have mercy upon his children, I will have mercy upon my children. I don't know what situation and what mess you are in, but the mercy, the covering of mercy is coming upon somebody this morning, and God is going to have mercy upon you. What must bring you judgment is attracting the mercy of the Lord. Shall I have the mercy of God?
Don't you know that God made a statement? I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. There is a time coming that I will not sacrifice my people anymore. I will not sacrifice them. I will rather have mercy on them. I will not sacrifice their lives for the sins they sin. I will have mercy. I will not sacrifice their faults but for them for their faults. I will have mercy upon them. I will no more sacrifice people anymore. I will have mercy. And we have this mercy covering our life. That is why whatever happened to you and whatever you went through yesterday, God is still keeping you with his power. God is still keeping you with his love. God is still keeping you with his compassion. Am I talking to you? May the message of God be activated mighty in your life in the name of Jesus.
He says that I will now have mercy. I don't want to sacrifice people anymore. He says, don't you know that God made that statement? That on the other day I could pack the sea, cause some people to walk through and push it back and cause the sea to drown some people. He said, I was sacrificing them. But this time, there is a new generation that an eternal sacrifice has been made by my son Jesus Christ. I don't need to sacrifice anybody anymore. All I can do is to have mercy upon them. May God have mercy upon us.
That is all I will do. I will just have mercy. I won't sacrifice. On the other day, Obi Atasimu Mienu, Nani Pewurem, Adentia, Omu Fomye. On the other day, Obi Kasetia Moses, Nu Adane Pata, and Nye Kiyas of Watem Shenye, Adentia, or say, Onfa Nipa Ma for Yebim, or the Nipana Ba for Ye Asa, say, say, Obe Hulu Nipa Mobo, and Radimo Bruhu, and Tawaso.
Don't you know that I will have mercy and not sacrifice? In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 4, he said that I will make a new covenant with them. And I will forgive their iniquities. And I will have mercy on the unrighteousness. For I will be merciful to the unrighteousness. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. He said, this is my new covenant. Say, I have mercy, the covering of mercy.
Shout, I have the covering of mercy. Hallelujah. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And when they sin, I will cover it. I won't remember.
And you are here today. And today when we began, you asked for forgiveness of sins. It doesn't matter how grievous your sin was. Mercy has spoken for you. I said, mercy has spoken for you. Mercy has spoken for you. Listen, there is mercy. When people are sick and the sickness is killing the people, but you cry to the Lord and say, God, have compassion over me and heal me of this sickness, and God heals you and you don't die. That is mercy. This is mercy when people don't have jobs and you cry to God, God, we are in recession, there is no job in the country, but grant me a job, and miraculously, somewhere, somehow, a door is open for you and you get a job. That is mercy. I see that mercy coming upon somebody. When all things are working well for other people and working bad for other people, and only you stand up to say, oh God, this is the direction of the family. Everybody is turning left, but I want you to have compassion over me. I want to take the right turn. I want to prosper. I want to be glorious. I want to serve you. Like Joshua said, I and my house, we will serve the Lord. Everybody is chasing other gods, but have mercy and save me and my children, and God will look upon you and have mercy upon you and save that wayward child. Am I talking to you? We talk of mercy when everybody in the church is falling down and going backwards and is backsliding, but you cry to God and said, oh God, it doesn't matter the temptations that your church is going through, I will stand for you. And God looks at you like that, and when everybody is falling, you are standing. That is mercy. I plead that mercy upon your life. I plead that mercy upon your life. I plead that mercy upon your life in this generation and in this season where poverty is rampant. Everybody is poor. Everybody you are talking to, the next statement is that I don't have money. Mercy is coming upon us. The message of God is coming upon us. And where there is no money, you will find money. Where there is no gold, you will find gold. Where there is no silver, you will find silver. Shall I receive the message? That is mercy. And Rahab begat Boaz, and Boaz married to Ruth, and Ruth begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. And the Bible said, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the seed of David, has prevailed. In other words, the whole God being made flesh, when he was coming down from the heaven to become flesh and blood, he looked through the generations, skipped the righteous people, skipped those people who were called prophetess and prophets, and looked through and traced to a certain woman that was on the wall of Jericho. The Bible said she had built her wall on her house on the wall of Jericho, and that was where she was prostituted. Everybody knows this Rahab as a prostitute, but somewhere, somehow, the message of God fell upon her. And God said that it is your generation, it is out of you I will come through. Am I talking to somebody? Everybody has cast you out. You have been given names, but when the message of God locates you, when heaven is coming down with a blessing, it will pass through your hands. Am I talking to you? It will pass. Can you imagine? Ruth is not a Jewish. Ruth is not a Jewish. Naomi traveled and Ukosia. God decided, I must come by through the seed of Abraham. It may come for David. And some go for me more who are so much. The Biomutina, what? So make pure my bashes are lying. So Ruth was somewhere. Rahab was somewhere in Jericho. But God saw. The Bible said that the eyes of the Lord looked to and fro upon the earth,
seeking whom he may do him good. Seeking whom he will find and do him good. Am I talking to somebody? There are people thinking that God is looking through to judge. God is looking through to punish. But another side of scripture is saying that his eyes is looking through, seeking whom he may do good. I see God locating you this morning. As his mercies are falling on you, I see God's eye falling upon somebody today. Hear me very well. On the other day, the Bible says Saul was going to look for his donkeys, and then the eyes of the Lord was looking through someone I will have mercy upon and do him good. Someone I will have mercy. Sometimes I look at my life and I say that indeed I'm a product of mercy. On the other day, Romans chapter 9, the Bible says that and the vessels of mercy. So me, I am created out of mercy. The Bible called me the vessel of mercy. I am just a being made out of God's mercy. On the other day, the guy was just looking for donkey, and the mercies of God falls upon him, and he's going to seek his donkeys from the king, a prophet. But the prophet sees him and says, "Kneel down, let me pour oil on you. You are from today the king of Israel." Listen, a promotion is coming upon you that you have never thought of. Why? Because the mercies of God. Sometimes that is all you need. That is all you need. Are you here with your qualifications? Standing before God and trying to tell God I deserve it. Standing before God trying to tell God I qualify. Standing before God trying to tell God I've been praying and I've been fasting and I've been singing, so you must do that for me. Sometimes you must just stand before God and say, "God, have mercy upon me." Blind man Bartimaeus, he shouted, "O son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy." Sometimes it's not about your background, it's about the mercies of God. Am I talking to somebody? It is not he that willeth nor he that runneth, but it is the Lord that showeth mercy. Am I talking to somebody? It means that when the mercies of God comes upon your life, hear me very well, some people will be willing and some people will be running, but it's the mercies of God, the careers of God's mercy, that will attain what they must attain. Am I talking to somebody? There are people that have, he said, it is not him that will it. The world will tell you that for anything to happen, there must be a will. There must be a desire. Otherwise, you can't achieve anything. That is what philosophers will tell you. You must have a will. Then the will to generate into action. Then the action brings results. He tells you. And on the other day, the Bible said, it is not him that is willing. When the message of God comes, it breaks the protocol of human will. The protocol of human will says that you must will to start something. And he said, your will should be generating for 20 years. Now we will, now we fast, now we say. And after 20 years, you can achieve it. But the Bible said that it is not he that will it. And I say, you must be running, you must put actions together. Whilst you will, you must be doing something. And on the other day, when the Bible was talking about the mercies of God, it says that whom the mercies of God comes upon, he beats those who are willing and those who are running. He says that sometimes you are not willing for that thing, you don't desire for it. But when the mercies of God comes, sometimes you are not running for it. But when the mercies of God comes, sometimes you are not desiring for it. But when the mercies of God come, sometimes you don't know about it. But when the mercies, it is not me. Those are the times that when the message of God begins to speak, you cannot explain your life anymore. You cannot explain your future. You cannot explain your blessing. Historians may be as yet.
Now Esther did 70 years. Yeah. Esther did 70 years. And only 23, 25, 30. And the Bible says, can you imagine? Say, at that time, too, so. Omusha, I fear that the Biaraga will be uncle Chamuo. Or here in any Munukina has Sarah. 85 years and Sana at that time, maybe. 70 years. The gender of Musha in years, and Omudi said, she was 70 years. And for 5 years, virgins were moving before the king. And the historian makes us to understand that Esther was dating Mordecai. So she was not a virgin. And for 5 years, virgins were moving before the king. The king could not make a decision. I don't think I like this young girl. I don't think this young girl pleases me. But on the 5th year, a 70-year-old woman came. And the king said, I think this is the one. Who can replace Queen Vashti? Why? Because the Bible said, and the favor of God was upon her. Who is saying you don't qualify? Yes, you don't need qualifications. You need the mercy of God. That's all you need. That's all you need. When you are walking under the covering of mercy, sometimes you deserve to be punished, but mercy is speakful. I have found my servant David. Psalm 89 in the verse 12. With my holy oil, have I anointed. He said, and my hands I established his throne, and my arms strengthened him. And he went ahead. He said, I will beat his foes before him, and the son of wickedness shall not afflict him. He said, and all his enemies will fall before David. And he said, I will bless them that hate me. What I love, my loving kindness and my faithfulness will I take not from him. He said that he shall cry to me and said, you are my father and you are my God and you are my savior, the rock of my salvation. And he said that I will have this covenant with him. My loving kindness will not depart from him. And he said, even his sons and his seeds, I shall have mercy on them. And what moves me, God told David, he said that when your sons break my covenant, and when they do not walk in my commandments, and when they depart from my judgments, and do not walk in my ways, he said that I will send the rod for their transgressions. And I will give them stripes for their iniquities. But my loving kindness will I not take from them. Neither will I allow my faithfulness to fail. For my covenant will I not break. Neither will I alter the words that have gone out my mouth. And he said, I have made a vow by my holiness that I will not lie to David. I will not lie. I will establish his throne. He said that though his children and his seed may sin against me, but my loving kindness I won't take away from them. My mercy I won't take away. And I will not allow my faithfulness to fail. In other words, when you are under the covenant of David, you may mess up sometimes, but the mercies of God will remain stagnant. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 19. The Bible says, he said that I have gone through a lot, but this is my hope. And if I remember my afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, who I am, my soul had them in remembrance, and it humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great. He said that I am going through a lot, but when I remember this thing, it becomes my home. Go back. Because of his love and his mercy, no matter what I'm going through, I will not be consumed. He said, when I remember about his mercy, I have hope. In times that I think I'm dead and I remember his mercy, I have hope. Said, because if only God has mercy on you, that problem will not consume you. Said, when I remember that, my hope comes alive. That poverty cannot kill me. Only I remember that God is a merciful God. I know it won't consume me. That was Jeremiah's message. He said that the problems are too much upon my life. But one thing is keeping my hope alive. That God have mercy on me. A radi humia uhumi mobo. To a sea and mean. We are not saying one thing that gives me hope is that apart from that, the faithfulness are great. Or say the mercies of God are renewed for me every morning. His mercies are renewed. He renews his mercies to meet my situation. His mercies are renewed. Because it seems like when the man wakes up in the morning, on the other day, in Jeremiah 20, Jeremiah to me catch Jeremiah, what has done? Jeremiah, who's that? Not the man, she has gone with what? Where can the man head? Shout to me. I'm a wolf. In the Anopepia, Jeremiah, Radi, Pien, and Nasha said, Jeremiah, Bravo, Anopepia, Radi, renew the Mobro woman. Send me a bayah, Jeremiah, and send to come. A Radi, but many attend, send to come. Hey, may the mercies of God over your life continue to increase. I said, may it continue to increase. May it continue to increase. May it continue to increase. His mercies will increase. There are people who are breaking us off. Nothing can come out of our lives because of what you said. The message of God has renewed itself over my life. O can that seminar ne wadi mo bro hu ko soro man. Se me boa. Me boa. David See, his mercies endure forever. The covering of God's mercies. The covering of God's mercies. It is the mercies of God that we are alive. It is the mercies of God. It is just the mercies of God. It is just the mercies of God. So when I remember this thing, I know I'll come out. When I remember there is a merciful God whose mercies are upon my life. He said, that mercy will not allow me to be consumed. There will be Noah. And I thought I was the more one of our usury. I don't even say Nipa word, Domino, where we go, who mammy. What's the more one of our usury? Because when you say, who will you be seen upon you? The reason why I will never fail is because God's compassion will never fail over my life. Never fail. And you must understand that as you have this covering of mercy upon your life, it doesn't matter. Adam and Eve committed the same sin as Lucifer committed. Lucifer said, I will ascend the mountain of the Lord and I'll be like the Most High. And the serpent told Eve, when you eat this fruit, you'll be as wise as God. The woman ate the fruit with the intention to operate in the level of God's wisdom, to be like God. And Lucifer was cast down to hell. Bible said in Isaiah chapter 14, why have you been cast down to hell? When Lucifer planned and thought and imagined that I want to be like God, the Bible said he was cast down to hell. And a certain woman called Eve heard that when she eats a certain fruit, she will be like God. She asked, and God, instead of casting them to hell, even changed their clothes and gave them a better clothes. And all the wisdom and the power, what Adam and Eve didn't know, that they were already operating in the wisdom of God and operating in the authority of God. How can you be living with a lion and you command the lion and he goes? You were operating with another level of God's nature. But she didn't know. And she still wanted to be like God. And as soon as she ate the food, all that authority was given to Satan. And right in the Garden of Eden, right there, God looked into the eyes of the serpent and told the serpent, Boni awiye, ame pamu okoto hiya. Boni na numaye. Number one, manfo manko hiya, enungwa hiya. Number two, the seed of this woman is coming after it. That authority and power, the seed of this woman is coming after it. Into the first children of Baniwoye, Cain and Abel, Satan also said, Baku and Ababajis are to me. To Mubia, look poor for here. Abel, for the Bible says, and God had respect over the sacrifice of Abel. And Satan said, this is the one who is about to crush my head. I must kill you before you take my power. He incited Cain, and Cain killed Abel. After Abel died, he said, this was not the seed. And Satan pursued it and pursued it and pursued it and pursued it. Demons in Genesis says, demons ni nipa ever did that. Then ever ya mad demons ne wo ye. And the Bible says, and those children were evil and all their thoughts were evil. And God destroyed the whole earth again and said, my seed will soak up. And years after years and after years, or who Joseph send you Joseph your pamatari perfection that day and say your one. Tried to kill Joseph, it didn't work. He tried to kill David, it didn't work. He incited Saul against David, it didn't work. Omuyina, when God speaks to someone, Satan is the way we see. Until then, the prophecies of Jesus began in the book of Isaiah. A child will be born, and he shall be called Emmanuel, and his name shall be called the Counselor, the Faithful One. So this is the son. This is the seed that is coming. And he began to follow the genealogy of Jesus until one day in the manger, this nye was born. And the Bible said as soon as Jesus was born, he incited Herod, kill all the boys. And before Herod will make a move and think and see the revelation coming from hell, the Bible said a revelation from heaven came down to Joseph and said, carry this child to Egypt, for Satan is about to give Herod a revelation. So before even Satan would give a revelation, God has already read into the mind of Satan. I can't tell you. Satan about the catch the hero so mungkumungkran. At the time we started, Jesus was chilling in Egypt. Until the last day, when the announcement was made, this is my beloved son, in whom I am going to. And that was when the battle began. The Bible said the moment that pronouncement was made, the Spirit of God took Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. I don't need to turn a stone to bread. I am the living bread. I can't contradict myself. When I am around, a stone must not be turned. See, he will give our angels charge over you. Now stand at the top and throw yourself down. Jesus said, this is not the way I must die. I must die by the way of the cross. I must die by the way of the cross. As I say, I'm a senior. Men told me 1, 2, 4 more. Me batem me bewu. And she just said, me will. When so we are backfire. See, look at it. Look at the glory and the kingdoms of this world. Everything has been delivered to me. And when you bow to me, I will give them to you. Jesus said, I don't need to bow to take the glory. I will take it by force and by fire. And in by Matthew chapter 28, the Bible said, all authority, all glory, all power is given to me in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. I thought Satan said, you must bow before I give it to you. Jesus said, I won't bow, but I will take it. Won't bow. I'll take it. And Jesus overcome all the temptations. On the cross, the Bible said he disarmed them. Colossians 2:40. He disarmed them. Took their powers. Took their powers. Took everything. Took everything. And he said, behold, I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. By my mercies, I fought for you that you will fight no more. By my mercies, I died for you that you may receive the authority that was taken from you. By my mercies, I died for you that my blood will atone for the sins of the whole world. By my mercies, and the blood of Jesus was atoned, so that we can come under a covering of mercy. And the other day, he said that this new covenant I have with them, I will be merciful. Why? because a blood has been atoned for them. I will be merciful. I will be merciful. I will be merciful. Because a blood has been taken. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.